John chapter 6, from verse 15 onwards, "Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone." And we see here that what Satan said before, when Jesus was in the wilderness, he came to him and he said, "I'm going to give you the glory of this world. Just bow down to me." Jesus didn't bow down to him, and he left him for a season. We see here that he is working through people, and he is trying to get to Jesus again, but this time by force. Not the way that God wanted to happen, but by human will. Satan will try in every way to cause a person to deviate from the plan of God. Half a degree deviation is enough for a ship to completely miss its destination. Jesus was born as the king. King of the Jews. He was the king of the world. He was the king of heaven and earth. He's the king of all kings. That's why. We see when he was born, the wise men saw his star in the east. A star that only appears when a king is born. So he was already a king by birth. He was already a king by nature. He was a king. He already had that kingship. But we see that his kingdom was not of this world. It was totally a different kingdom. But the enemy comes. He wants to take the focus off of the kingdom of God and replace it with the kingdom of this world, which was contrary to the plan of God. When Jesus saw what the enemy was trying to do, went on doing, we see he does something very important, which was to remove himself from the place and go to the mountain by himself alone. We know every time he went to the mountain by himself alone, he went and he prayed. What do you think he must have prayed? Why do you think he went alone? You have to understand. More than anyone in this world, his father was the most important person to him. His relationship with his father was the most important with Jesus Christ. When popularity, when people pressure increased, he already had popularity. He already had fame. It's not a bad thing, because the more people know him, the more people will follow him, will hear him. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's a good thing. However, when that good thing that is happening is being marred by the enemy, just trying to cause sourness in that goodness that God had given, Jesus does something very important. He departs from that place. You don't see him staying there and preaching a long sermon. You don't see him staying there explaining to them about who he is, who he was, or what kind of a king he was, what his kingdom was. We don't see that. But we see him do one thing. He removes himself from such people and he goes into the presence of God to seek the face of his Father. This is something that we must have in front of our eyes all the days of our lives. Anytime the enemy comes, whether it's in sickness or in health, when we have a lot of success or a lot of trouble, we need to be with God. Satan will try. He will either give a lot of sorrow or he will try to come at the height of success while we're doing God's will, to see how he can force himself on us. But if we have that inner strength, we will know how to remove ourselves from such situations and place ourselves in the presence of God. It's a very short message that the Spirit of the Lord has for us today. Yet it's a very profound, very deep word from the Lord for us this morning. Joseph was someone who walked with God. And in his life, he had much favor. He experienced much favor in the midst of a difficult situation. He enjoyed favor in Potiphar's house. During the height of his success at Potiphar's house, Satan did not rest. He said, oh, you have success, you have favor, you have everything. Everybody likes you. So I'm going to have someone force themselves on you. And he used Potiphar's wife to force herself on him. And he was a man who knew what to do in such a situation. He immediately removed himself from there and entrusted himself into the hands of the living God. One word, one sentence he said is a very, very powerful statement. How can I do such a thing against God? While he was working, he knew God was watching him. He was having conversations with God. God was not a person who was somewhere sitting that he had no access to, that he didn't know where he was, and that he just prayed once a day before he left his place where he was sleeping. But God was with Joseph all the time, and Joseph was with God all the time. When pressure came, in Joseph's case, pressure came from his superior. When the pressure came, he did not give himself over to that pressure. Instead, he knew how to throw that away and run away from there and run into the presence of God. Running away from evil is very important because without running away from evil, we cannot run into the presence of God. Taking ourselves away, removing ourselves away from the environment that Satan has just created in order to drag us down is very important. In Joseph's case, we don't see Joseph standing there and speaking the word of God over the situation. We don't see him standing there and having a conversation with Potiphar's wife as to how she has to be faithful to her husband. We don't see any of those taking place. One thing we see, that he removed himself from the situation. Whatever your situation may be this morning, God is speaking to your hearts. Whether it's popularity, the pressure that comes from popularity, the pressure that comes from doing good, being good, or it's pressure that comes from some kind of a crisis. Regardless of the type of pressure, when pressure comes with God's people, a true character should be seen. When gold is purified in the furnace, it shines brighter. When diamond is purified, it shines brighter. Pressure is bound to be exerted by the enemy as long as we have an enemy. And we will have an enemy till the day we die. The enemy of our soul, who is Satan. When he comes and he says, "Hey, I'm here to give you what you want," even when we say that we don't want this, we have nothing to do with this. But God has already done something and he has given divine favor. God has already done something when he has given his divine multiplication. In Joseph's case, when God is already working in such powerful ways, the fame of Jesus Christ went all over and people were coming from every direction to hear him and to be healed by him. All of a sudden, there's a deviation. All of a sudden, Satan comes in. He says, "I look for opportune time all the time. This is my opportune time." When you see this crowd, move them to, by force, make him the king. Jesus knew who's behind this. Just like when the voice of the enemy came to Jesus, when he was very hungry after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting and prayer. Physically, the duration of his fasting was over, and he was very hungry. While he was very hungry, Satan saw the opportune time. He said, "This is the time that I can get him. This is the time I can come and I can make him fall." And he came with a suggestion, with an idea. Pressure. Pressure to give into the physical appetite by bowing down to Satan's ideas, suggestion, pressure. Jesus didn't bow down to that pressure at all, because he had the inner strength. No matter what the pressure may be, Satan will look for an opportune time. at the height of one's success with its ministry, whether it's a job, whether it's whatever blessing, Satan will come to see how he can topple the whole thing. Satan will come to see how he can pull a person down. He looks for opportune moments, opportune time. And that's why God said in His Word, in Deuteronomy, that when you have received all the blessings, and after you go into Canaan, after you've planted your fig trees and the land produces its yield, and you're well settled and you have everything, don't forget who brought you here. Don't forget why you're here. Don't forget. Don't deviate from following God. You see, Jesus, He had His target, His goal, His vision always in front of Him. And therefore, He was never moved by anything He saw. Because He counted all of these things as nothing. He didn't come to become the king of this world. He knew who He was. Jesus knew who He was. If His meat was to do the will of Him who sent Him and to finish it, imagine what a passionate man He was as a man when He was on the face of the earth. If doing God's will was His meat, imagine the intensity with which He served the Father. Imagine His passion that He lived with, the goal that He lived for. No one could change His mind. May God help us to be that way. No one should be able to change your mind. No one should be able to overtake or overcome you by exerting pressure. Never be weak when it comes to taking a stand for what you believe and for who you believe. The reason for your hope, the reason for your worship, the reason why God has placed you here. See, if that focus is gone, everything is gone. Understand. Jesus knew His purpose. No one could move Him an inch from that. He despised everything that was not of God. What Satan tried to offer in the beginning of this ministry, right before He began His public ministry, He tried again in the middle of His ministry. And what He did before the beginning of the ministry, and how Jesus Christ handled that, Jesus did it the same way. When He came again, He put Satan behind Him and He went to spend time with God. We need to be like that. Satan looks for an opportune time to destroy families, to destroy the work that God is doing in God's people and every individual. People will be doing really, really well. Oh, God delivered me from addiction. God did this for me. God did that for me. And I'm doing well. And all of a sudden, that opportune time will come and Satan will come back with a vengeance. He'll work through people, work through circumstances to mount pressure. And many times when people don't have that inner strength to walk into the presence of God by walking away from pressure, they become a prey to the enemy called pressure. Let no one here fall as a prey to the enemy called pressure. Whatever that pressure may be, in Joseph's cases, it was a pressure from his boss. In Jesus' case, it was pressure that came from the multitudes, the people that were around him. In Joseph's case, he didn't do anything wrong. In Jesus' case, he didn't do anything wrong. We see one thing in common, that they fled from the scene where they knew Satan has the upper hand. If you know the enemy is working and he's bringing pressure, don't say, "I can handle pressure," and stay there. You'll fall. It's very important for you to run away from the presence of darkness and run into the arms of the Heavenly Father. If Joseph had to do that, Jesus had to do that. Understand, you and I are not far greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. We should never say that, "Oh, you know what, I can manage here. I know what to do." There are people like that. We've seen many, many people fall very hard after you tell them not to go to a certain place, not to do certain things. They'll say, "We can handle that." The next thing we know is the crash was louder than expected, and the fall was harder than expected, and the comeback was almost impossible, and in some cases, never. Very important. It's pride that will tell a person, "I'm not leaving, I can handle that." When that pride comes in, we know a fall is just attached with pride. Pride and fall cannot be separated, inseparable. So when we think that, "You know what, I won't fall. Oh, pastor, you don't know me. I'm doing really good all these days." God knows. And God speaks through servants of God and says, "This is your boundary. Stay here. Be very careful." Joseph didn't say, I don't want to appear like a weak man. I'm not going to run. I'm going to stay here. No. He ran. He ran with everything that is within him. Ran away from pressure, wickedness. And as a result, he became second to Pharaoh in Egypt. May God speak to our hearts today. Jesus Christ ran from the pressure. Not because he thought he was going to fall, no. Because he was very smart. He despised that and he ran. Joseph didn't run from there because he thought he was going to fall. He wasn't going to sin against the Lord. He was a very strong man on the inside. But he despised that sin. He despised the darkness. And he said, "I'm getting out of here." And he ran. It takes character and inner strength to get out of the environment that we should not be in. It takes character to get us out of the place we should not be and get into the presence of God to seek the face of the Father. May God bless us this morning and draw us even more closer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Never give in to any type of pressure that is from the enemy. Pressure is bound to draw us closer to Him, to show what we are really made up of. The Lord spoke to us a few days ago. God led the children of Israel through the wilderness to show what was in their hearts, to test them. What are we really made up of? And God speak to our hearts this morning. Show us we need to be people of character. No matter what happens, no matter what pressure may be. Maybe, oh, if you don't work on Sundays, then you're going to lose the promotion. If you don't take the job, you're never going to get a job like this. If you don't bow down to Satan, oh, you're going to miss all of this. You need to be able to say, away with you, even if I don't have a job. I'd rather beg in the streets than to turn my back on the living God. We need to be people of principles. We need to take a stand for righteousness. We need to be people of God. And not people who would live for this world and the things of this world. Jesus turned his back to Satan. And he said, I don't need you. I don't need the bread. I don't need to do anything that you say. I can live without food. That's character. In the midst of the tremendous pressure, he knew how to get himself out of that. Walk away from that which was offered to him. May God help each one of you to have that character. The character to say no to ungodliness. The character to walk away from the pressure that the enemy would bring. Walk away from, oh, if I don't agree to my spouse right now, who's suggesting something evil, if I don't agree to it, that's it, my house is going to fall apart. I just want to maintain peace, so I'm just going to go with the flow, even if it is wrong. May God help us never to look for temporary peace, because it'll only end in disaster. If we go after temporary peace and sell the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no peace for the wicked, remember. There's no peace outside God's will, remember. There's no peace in following the suggestions, the pressure, the ways of Satan. There's always death. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Whatever we do, we'll always face a consequence for that. We call that wages. So we have to be very careful with our choices that we make. And whatever pressure that the enemy may bring, you need to have the character to say, no. And the pressure is from Satan to do something wrong. And everybody says it's okay to lie on that paper. Everybody says it's okay to cheat. Everybody says it's okay. It's not a big deal. Are you a child of God or a child of the devil? Think about that. Who you belong to? Jesus knew who he was. He had no confusion about it. He knew he was a king already. He knew his kingdom was not of this world. He knew that his kingdom was far superior than the kingdom of this world. He wouldn't go for any of these things that Satan would offer, whether it was before he began his ministry or during the height of his ministry. He knew who he was. We need to know who we are. Joseph knew who he was. He knew he was a man of God. He wouldn't let anything touch him. He wouldn't let anything stain him. He knew how to keep his garment undefiled. May God speak to your hearts today. No matter who it is, no matter which family member it would be, don't let anyone stain your garment. Don't let any pressure, family pressure, peer pressure, money pressure, woman pressure, job pressure, whatever pressure it may be. Satan knows the opportune time, and he will come. Buy the truth and do not sell it. God's word says, buy the truth and do not sell it. You need to pay a price to buy the truth. Go after the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, with everything that is within you. Sometimes you may have to lose friends. Sometimes you may have to lose family members. Sometimes you may have to lose a job. Sometimes you may have to lose a promotion. Sometimes you may have to lose a meal. So what? What are you made up of? Ask yourself that question. Are you going after the temporal things or the eternal things? Seek God and His kingdom first. Every blessing that you need will automatically come after you. You will not lack any good thing. But if we go the other way around, whatever Satan will offer will always have a curse attached to it. You're never going to be satisfied. You're never going to be happy. He will promise happiness, but he'll give you misery. He'll promise money, but always be in debt, spiritual debt, emotional debt, mental debt. Bondage will be there all the time. Satan will promise fame, but it'll always be attached to misery and heartache. But when God exalts a person, there's no sorrow to it. No sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh one rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. As we close our eyes this morning, God is in our midst. God is in our midst. God is speaking to our hearts. God has spoken to us. We need to give ourselves over to this word that God has spoken. No matter what pressure it may be, Father, let me have the character to never to bow down to the enemy and not stay in that circumstance, but get myself out of it immediately. Not just wander in fear of somewhere now, but go straight into the presence of God. Go straight into the presence of God. That's where you get your recharge. That's where you get the voice of Father, voice of God the Father saying, well done. That word from God, those words, well done, will take you a long way. Those words from the Father when you hear, when you go into His presence, will give you that strength, that recharge that you need in a very significant manner. And so Joseph was able to thrive even in prison. Jesus was able to continue refusing everything that the enemy offered. He inherited his eternal inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts this morning. In the midst of every opposition, you come through. You always give your word. And you're always on time. You're never late. And I know you gave the word to your people exactly according to your time, your calendar today. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for each one of them who are here. And I thank you that you were in the midst of your people, and you are in the midst of your people. And you brought your word that your people needed to hear this morning. And I thank you, Father. May this word that you have given stick to the bones of your people. Mix with the spirits of your people. Go into the cells of your people, into the neurons of your people, into the DNAs of your people, that they may run when pressure comes away from the presence of Satan, run into the arms of the Heavenly Father, and they may hear you say, well done. Every time they run away from the pressures of Satan and run into the hands of the Almighty God, they will hear him say, well done. And those words are enough to carry them through until the next opportune time the enemy would come. They need to do the same thing. Run from the pressure that the enemy brings. Run into the arms of the Father again. May people have the discipline, self-discipline, to spend time with the Father on a consistent basis, so that when the opportune time comes from the enemy, comes through whatever it may be, to drag your people down, that they may be like the ark that floated on top of the water, which never got under. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. They may be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who went into the furnace, but was never touched by that fire. They found themselves with the Son of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. These were mighty men of God. Mighty men of God by faith. They didn't give in to the pressure, but they walked away from the pressure and walked right into the furnace. Oh, I pray, make your people just like that. Every single brother, sister, child who's on this call, Father, I pray, they walk with you every single day and have that inner strength, O Lord, to walk away from the pressure that Satan would bring. And they may walk into the arms of the Heavenly Father to hear him say, well done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So bless your people this day, on this 8th of July. And may they decide once and for all how they want to live, who they want to live for, and never look back. As you serve, and I pronounce this blessing upon your people, that each may have a steady walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That our King may be pleased to say, well done. That he may be pleased to come and dwell with them, even in that fiery furnace he walked with them. I pray that your people may understand their purpose in living. May the eyes be open to see the works of darkness. I have a hatred towards the kingdom of darkness, that he may flee every single time the enemy comes. Flee to the city of refuge, which is the presence of God, where they may receive the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to grow stronger and become even bolder to do great and glorious things for the Almighty God. So I bless your people, O Lord, with this blessing this day, that this day may be a defining day for them. What you've spoken may stick with them forever. That our church may be a church that God would be pleased with. Our people may be a people of no compromise, who will not bow down to any kind of pressure, that they will have the character like gold that would sparkle in the midst of pressure, that they would run away from every form of demonic environment went straight into the arms of the Heavenly Father to hear Him say, well done, every single time. Thank you, Father. And give your people into your hands for you to keep this day and forever. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.